now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. It's nice and sunny out there, a little bit cold. We're just back from Mexico, so it's nice to have sun here. You know, Mexico is wonderful, but in Victoria, it's always great to come home too, of course. We had a wonderful time with our family, and I hope you guys had a great holiday. It seems like a while ago now, I'm sure, but Happy New Year to you all. It's great to be back here with you. This show is all about kind of tuning up for a new year because, you know, we all make resolutions, and usually like a couple of weeks in, we kind of let them go by the wayside. And a lot of those have to do with our weight, our health. So today we're going to talk about that. If you want to call in, 250-386-1161 is our number here, and you can ask our experts your questions. And our favorite nutritionist, our dietitian, is Patricia Chewy, who is island-based. She's a speaker and author and so much more, a busy mom. She has a super busy life, and she uses fuel to get her through all that, or food to fuel her through all that. She's got some new interesting news coming out, a new product line. We're going to talk about that later. But first of all, Happy New Year to you, Patricia.
Thanks, Patty. Happy New Year to you and your family as well.
Well, it's great talking with you. And I know that you've had a super busy holiday. You had how many for Christmas dinner?
Well, we had about 23 of us Christmas Eve, and then the very next day we flew to Saskatchewan and had a house full of about 20 people for 10 days. So it's always an exciting time, and we all travel from across the country, and this we always just feel extra pleased with ourselves when nobody gets a cold or a flu, when that many people and little kids and older people are all mixed together, and everyone stayed healthy, so that was great.
No kidding. I hear a lot of people do have this cold right now, and it's a real dilly.
Yeah, it is. So people need to be hydrating, I mean, keep flushing that out of their system and get some rest. I mean, those are the two biggies on my list. And, you know, of course you can do things with vitamin C and healthy foods, but don't get weird about that. Just really look at the common sense, get some rest and get some hydration happening.
And where do we start to be successful, Patricia? You know, this is what you do for a living, and I'm sure you hear it day after day, and people have similar questions, you know, and it gets more confusing as we go because over the years there's been more carbs introduced, then there was less carbs, and then there was sugar-free, there was low-fat. We start in January and we see every TV show, every magazine has the 5-day diet, the 10-day diet, the quick fix diet, the wheat-free diet. Where do we start if we just want to tweak it and have a chance to succeed?
Well, interesting question and good background there, and you're right. I talk to so many people nowadays, they don't know what to eat, so they're basically not eating anything or they're not eating enough. So I'm on this real kick right now at the start of this year to remind people to eat and eat enough food because food is fuel. So you have to have, it's like when you're trying to get that fire burning, you need enough kindling, period. So without enough total amount of food, no matter how raw or natural or gluten-free or healthy or whatever it is, if it's not enough total amount, you're not going very far. And oftentimes people will start their day off with, you know, a coffee or a latte and a muffin. And again, it might be an organic, raw, healthy, schmelty, whatever muffin.
Yeah.
It's just not enough food. So, you know, back to what I'm often saying about three balanced meals a day, and balanced means half the plate has fruits or vegetables on it with a quarter of the plate as lean protein and a quarter as whole grains. And if you're gluten-free, that's fine. Just make sure it's other good quality whole grains that are gluten-free. In between those three well-balanced meals throughout the day, about every 4 hours we need to be having a snack, and we have to stay well hydrated. So that's sort of a basic step one. And, I mean, there's it's like Rocky climbing up those steps in the movie to victory. And without that solid foundation, doing all these extra things like taking your omega-3 fish oil pills or doing this or that is somewhat hollow. It's going to fall apart. So get that foundation, and then I can certainly share some thoughts on what I feel the next step.
Right. And does it drive you nuts, Patricia, with the amount of knowledge that you have when people try and tell you about the latest thing and how smart they are about it when you know nutritionally what is best for people?
No, I mean, I certainly am not the, you know, be-all, end-all of everything there ever was to know of nutrition and food. I happen to have been immersed in this world for the last 25 years. However, I all that whole time and still today, I very much recognize that eating is a very individualized, personalized thing, and we all come to the table with different backgrounds, different family traditions, beliefs, philosophies around food. So, you know, as opposed to imposing my own belief system on what I feel is right, I like to, you know, when people come to me on their own free will and say, you know what, I need to eat better, something's not right, my cholesterol's up, my iron's too low, I'm tired all the time, where I like to start is, okay, what are you doing now? What do you value? What is important to you? And for example, if they want to be vegan or if they disagree with the role of dairy products in the diet, my job is to help them to stay as well nourished as possible given their own unique preferences. But it does get frustrating because, as you said at the start here, there's a gazillion messages around what to eat and not eat coming at us nonstop all day, every day. And then you can really start to wonder. And just when you start feeling great, your girlfriend says, oh, I'm on this, you should try it. And the same goes in the exercise world. So those of us who have actually studied the science of eating and the science of exercise and work in these fields do have our brains bent into a pretzel shape every so often. We encounter these people. But, you know, I always say to people, if what you're doing is radically different than what any quote-unquote expert like myself or a fitness person might be saying, but it's working magically for you, then don't change it. But if you're, you know, if you're doing some radically different approach and you feel lightheaded and dizzy half the time because your cleanse is too extensive or your whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel great and all your blood work is good and your doctor gives you the A+, don't change a darn thing. But if you could stand to lose a few pounds, you could benefit from some more energy, your cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar's creeping up, that's where you might want to, you know, listen and apply some of the things that people who work with this all the time are suggesting.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea to touch base with someone like yourself because food is a huge thing. Like you were saying, it's your family, it's your culture. You know, it's probably every topic of discussion when people get together is what they eat or what diet they're on. I mean, it really is a huge focus, that and exercise, in our conversations daily.
Now, how was the food in Mexico?
Oh, my gosh. It was so fresh and so delicious.
Awesome.
You know, it really was. The way I think the food is prepared and the culturally what they eat is just so good for you.
Well, a couple of things they're doing really well down there that we can do here is lots of colorful vegetables and fresh fruit, as well as seafood and fish. I'm sure you had some of that.
Lots of it.
And,
oh.
Yeah, fish is something we should all be eating 3 times a week, every week. And if we're allergic or we hate it, then we do need to be looking to supplements to get those beneficial oils.
Now, when we come back, I do want to talk a little bit more about the gluten-free and something you know a lot about that and if that really affects a lot of people and if it would benefit all of us to be
sure
to use
thing.
That. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Romeo and Juliet loved each other. Just like you and sale prices love each other. They were willing to die for each other. Just like you would die for some killer sale prices. And Romeo and Juliet were both pretty darn attractive. Just like you and those darn attractive sale prices. So fall in love with Capital Iron's January clearance. Sale prices in every department and every floor.
Capital Iron. There's no store like it for falling in love with January clearance sale prices in Sydney and downtown Victoria.
Discover the fascinating world of maps at the Royal BC Museum. See how over 300 years of exploration challenged the long-established visions of the world. Envisioning the World, the First Printed Maps, features the earliest printed maps of the world and portrays the first attempts to come to grips with the Earth. Envisioning the World, the First Printed Maps is on now till January 27th at the Royal BC Museum. Visit today, royalbcmuseum.bc.ca.
For more than 20 years, First Response Glass has been repairing and replacing auto glass, windows, and more. And now they're proud to announce the opening of their second location in the West Shore. First Response Glass is now open on Van Isle Way, off Jacqueline Road in Langford. Whether it's auto glass with a free courtesy car and wiper blades, commercial glass with their 24-hour emergency service, or their outstanding residential service, they're now open in Langford to serve you even better. Hassle-free. First Response Glass fixes it.
Feeling stressed out about your eating habits? You can fix that. Join Terry Moore for Talk to the Experts this afternoon from 4 to 5. He'll be joined by Ken Peters and Adam O'Meara from NutriStart. They'll talk about taking care of your body and how maintaining a healthy immune system is crucial to feeling good during the winter months. You'll want to listen. They'll take your calls. NutriStart on Talk to the Experts this afternoon at 4 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Patricia Chewy, who is our island-based dietitian. We're talking about healthy eating for 2013. And I know you have an exciting project in the works here. Patricia, tell us about the gluten-free book and flour that you're producing.
Sure. Well, thanks. Let me start off by saying that this gluten-free animal, I'll call it that, is really out of control. It's crazy. Gluten is a protein. It's found in wheat and barley and rye. And for people who aren't intolerant to gluten and don't have celiac disease, it does not make sense to completely avoid it. What you need to avoid is low-quality processed grain foods, period.
Okay.
Unfortunately for myself, 3 years ago, I faced a diagnosis of celiac disease, and long story short, I went out, I started trying some of these gluten-free products. They were lousy, lousy tasting, lousy to work with, and expensive. And so I started fooling around with a bunch of flours and grains and came up with a gluten-free baking blend. So I have this blend. It's basically a flour that subs one-to-one for all purpose. And I'm starting to sell it on the island, and it'll probably appear in retailers by spring. But what I would direct people's attention to more is the fact that I also have a new gluten-free cookbook, which is good for everyone, whether they need gluten-free or not, because it has lots of vegetable and fruit-based recipes. And it's called the 80-20 Cookbook, Eating for Energy Without Deprivation, gluten-free version. And it's available. People just have to look up Patricia Chewy and the cookbook on Amazon.com. And for $10, you can get the ebook. So that if people are curious about gluten-free and want some recipes, I've also included in there recipes for things like lemon poppy seed loaf and pizza crust and things that when people are diagnosed gluten intolerant, they really miss. You wonder, is your life ever going to be the same? So
I'm sure it is depressing at first to get that. And I follow you, Patricia, and the recipes you put out and you've experimented over the years that are in this book, which is fabulous for the $10 price, look so good. And, you know, you've done a lot of tweaking, so people don't have to do the work. You've done it for them.
And you know what? I appreciate that. Thank you. I am all about life is short. It absolutely must taste good. It must look good and be good for you. So I am not a fan at all of so-called healthy recipes that taste like cardboard and bland and you just feel righteous because you've had this healthy load of fiber. Forget it. I mean, it should still taste good. So that's why I really like that 80-20 concept. And the desserts in my cookbook are not intended to be diet desserts, because if you're going to have dessert, have a moderate portion and then make it good and enjoy it. So the book's good for everyone, seriously, whether they're gluten-free or not. And then this baking blend, people can learn more about it on my website if they want to look that up. It's just patriciachewy.com. But I can't, you know, independent of the fact that I have those products, I really do. I'm still a huge supporter of wheat. I'm from the breadbasket of Canada, Saskatchewan. I am against heavily processed, lousy, fiberless grains, whether they're gluten-free or not. So you said in the intro, wheat belly, that book has really psyched a lot of people out of gluten, but what it needs to psych them out of is crummy, fiberless cupcakes and lousy cakes and pastries and
the bad stuff. So do you think that book is wrong?
I don't think it's all wrong, but I'm just not a big fan of all or nothing with anything. I just don't see that working for people, and I think it's a shame when, you know, it's just like when we, let me put it this way, when, you know, 25 years ago when cholesterol-free was all the rage, people were just trampling over each other in the Walmart to get the cholesterol-free mayonnaise or whatever without asking the question, well, wait a second, it has no cholesterol, but what does it have? And then, you know, about 15 years ago or less, when the low-carb frenzy came through like a tidal wave, same thing. People were just thinking, oh, it has no carbs, it's good for me, and that died off because a lot of those carb-free foods had, they were also nutrient-free. So to people who are eating gluten-free, make sure it still has nutrients. Make sure it has fiber. Make sure it has iron and some B vitamins, which are the things that we typically get from traditional whole grain foods.
For sure. You have such a good take on things. I think you're absolutely right. It's all or nothing. And people go around with this book underneath their wing and think, oh, I found the way. And then they find they have no energy or they need a piece of bread. You know, food shouldn't be the enemy, right? We need to, like you say, enjoy food. It's a big part of our lives.
Well,
so find a way.
Know, when I was growing up, I was one of those kids, like I'm sure a lot of listeners and a lot of Canadians had the parents who said, you know, if you don't clean your plate and appreciate the food you have, we'll ship you over to, at the time it was Ethiopia, today it could be other impoverished parts of the world. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just have always operated with this background thought of half or more of the world is starving to death with limited access to food. And here in North America, we do get a bit crazy about it. Instead of just go back to the basics and fill your fridge up with some veggies and fruits, bake some stuff from scratch. It doesn't kill you. It doesn't take forever. Build it up in your freezer so it's ready to go. Make a few homemade soups. If you got a slow cooker for Christmas, that's all the rage. Use it. That's an awesome tool for busy people. And, you know, just make food, and I'll risk saying, quote unquote, normal in your life. But again, what is normal really is about as different as there are different people on this planet. We're all unique. But if you need help and you're completely confused, then it is worth reaching out to talk to somebody.
No, and Patricia, you offer that service. You help families, athletes, a whole list of people. So if a family, you know, say your son's an athlete or they need help, and a lot of kids may be doing sports, but they don't necessarily eat properly or teach them that. You could coach a whole family or a few families.
Yeah, then I've got clients all over Canada. And, I mean, locally I see people in person, and otherwise I deal with people on Skype and email and the phone. And it, you know, it's a lot easier than people think. Usually I get them to jot down what they eat for about 2 or 3 days, just do their normal thing. And then I take a look and give them some suggestions for fine-tuning. And it's hard for families, like you say, if they've got the, you know, let's say you've got a couple teenage kids who are really involved in sports and growing like weeds, and skinny minis who need to constantly be eating just to maintain their weight. And then in the same household, you've got mom or dad who's got pre-diabetes, or they're trying to eat less because they have to lose weight. It can get a little overwhelming for families, but it truly does not have to be at the point where you're cooking 6 different meals for each of the 6 different people in the household. And whether it's me or other dietitians, that's the type of service that we offer to help people sort that out. I think sometimes people, I don't want to see the dietitian. She's going to tell me all the great things I can never eat again. And I speak for my sisterhood across the country, and dietitians.ca is where you can find a dietitian anywhere in this country. But we are quite the opposite in terms of just helping people get things normalized so they can really live their life without being fixated on the latest
trends. And I think, you know, the fridge is an important part of our kitchen, of what we look at every day. And when you have teenagers, you know, about 20 million times a day, they open it and say there's nothing to eat. But you can help stock that and make it exciting and colorful and full of great things you can eat.
Yeah, and don't forget to ask those people, well, what do you want? Like when they say we have nothing to eat, call them on that. I know there is still stuff to eat, but maybe they're not thinking that the, you know, cans of tuna or the bags of pasta are ready to eat right now. But so, you know, when your kid says that, take them to task and say, okay, Jimmy, we're heading to the grocery store. You show me what you will eat. And, you know, that'll pretty much nip that constant request of, we have nothing to eat in this house, you know. But if you just keep on letting them go back to their iPod while you figure out what's going on in the kitchen,
yeah,
that problem's never going to go away.
You're going to teach them some life lessons. So a couple of things here. I hear about these shirataki noodles. What are they, and are those a good base for a pasta?
Shirataki noodles?
These are these new noodles that are, you know, these they have no carbs and stuff, and like people use spaghetti squash as well. Are there other things, vegetables and things you can use as a base if you want to cut out some carbs,
yeah,
or if you want to cut out as much meat?
You get yourself a mandolin slicer, and you can julienne and, you know, slice and dice just about anything into noodles. Zucchini works really well. Carrot.
Oh.
So
just watch out for your fingers, right?
Well, yeah. I am a broken record. Half your plate should be what?
Half is vegetables and fruit, and the other quarter is your grains, carbs, and the other quarter is your protein.
Oh my goodness, you're an A plus.
But how many how many fruit? So because sometimes people say too much fruit, it's better to have more vegetables than fruit because
the
sugar.
I wouldn't have more than 2 to 3 servings of fruit a day, a serving being the size of a tennis ball. Whether you have diabetes or not, 2 to 3 fruits a day, unless you're underweight and trying to gain weight like a young athlete or teenager. But using your vegetables creatively to make them appear like noodles is awesome.
Well, that's a good idea to make, you know, shape them, and then the cutting is all probably in the presentation, how much better they look.
My husband and I have a French onion soup we make where we julienne the onions, and then we feed it to our son and his buddies, and it's fun because we put the whole grain bread on top with some cheese, and it's sort of like that classic French onion, and the kids are like, can we have some more of that noodle soup?
Oh, he's a lucky boy, and he's a good hockey player too, right?
They hate onions. They will say, do you guys ever eat onions? No, we hate onions, but can I have some more of this noodle soup? And all it is onions.
That's so funny. Okay, so we've got a minute left here, Patricia. What's your future for 2013, your personal goals? What keeps you motivated, excited?
Oh, my own personal goals? Oh, that's a tough one. You know what? I walk every single day because we purposely bought our home so we could walk to and from the school. And thank goodness for that, because some days I'm like everyone else. I get busy and I need a kick in the butt on the exercise side of things. So that's always a goal for me to keep that going. And I do get out to a local outside boot camp regularly, which is good. So probably that. But, you know, I learned from my 95-year-old grandma, who's still in good health, to continue to be optimistic, see that glass as half full. I think no matter what you're dealing with, and all of us are dealing with difficult things up and down, that's the nature of life, try to see the silver lining, because that's going to make it easier to be motivated to eat right and exercise and be nice to people and get enough sleep and all of those things we know are good for us.
Well, Patricia, we couldn't end it on a better note than that. Thank you, Grandma, for the great advice, and I think you've left people with the glass half full today because you've given us lots of great tips.
Well, thanks.
And happy 2013 to you and your family, your little hockey player.
Yeah.
Take good care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
Bye, Patricia.
The good news is it turned out to be a spectacular summer, and with your automatic irrigation system, you witnessed all your plants and trees flourish. But, yeah, there always seems to be a but. It is now the time to protect your landscape investment through winter by having Earth Service Irrigation winterize and guarantee your system against freeze breakage. You can then look forward to another great summer next year. Call Earth Service Irrigation at 652-0112 or visit us at earthserviceirrigation.ca.
This is American Idol.
Wednesday on CTV. The series where stars are born and dreams come true is back.
This is what it's all about.
Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, and Mariah Carey lend a fresh ear.
Yes!
Plus a whole lot of style.
You worked it out!
New judges, big surprises, more excitement than ever.
I think I could be looking at a contender for the title!
The all-new American Idol starts Wednesday at 8 on CTV.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 news update. A local Victoria pub will be shutting its doors for good today. Monty Showroom Pub, that is, on Government Street downtown, says today will be the last day before it shuts down for good. The hotel that the strip club is in, the Plaza Hotel, is slated for redevelopment. New owners plan a six-story mixed commercial residential project that will preserve the facade will take its place. A young Victoria woman had a scare while walking Thursday night after a man in a van tried to grab her. It happened around 5:45 on Warwick Street and Kings Road. A newer model white van pulled up next to the woman, and he reached out and tried to grab her. She was able to get away, and after an extensive search, Victoria police were unable to locate the man. He is described as being between the ages of 20 and 30 with tan skin and of average height and build. Victoria police is asking if you have any information about this incident to please contact them. Charges have been laid against three people in the alleged abduction of a pregnant girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert in Saskatchewan this week. RCMP say that two 16-year-old boys from Maple Creek have been charged with abduction of a person under 16 years of age, breaking and entering, and disguise with intent. One of them is also charged with possession of a weapon dangerous to the public. A 38-year-old woman, also from Maple Creek, Saskatchewan, is charged with abduction of a person under 16 years of age and obstruction of a police officer. The Youth Criminal Justice Act prohibits naming underage suspects or anyone whose name could identify the youth. It's alleged the 14-year-old girl who was 8 months pregnant was forcibly taken from her family's home by her boyfriend on Wednesday night. Nearly 800 people have signed up to hunt Burmese pythons on public lands in Florida. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is holding a month-long python challenge. Officials are offering cash prizes to whoever brings in the longest python and whoever bags the most python. The hunt started today at 1 o'clock and ends midnight on February 10th. The Burmese python is an invasive species that experts say is decimating native wildlife in the Florida Everglades. Time now for CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria. Today, a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries. Clearing later on, a high of +3. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of -2. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 3. Monday, mix of sun and cloud, low of -2, a high of 4. Tuesday, cloudy, a low of +1, a high of 7. Wednesday, cloudy, low of 1, a high of 5. Thursday, mix of sun and cloud, a low of 0, and a high of 7. Currently, downtown Victoria, it's sunny and 1 degree. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about your health, your weight, motivation to get tuned up this year. No one better to talk to than Lorna Vanderhaeg, author, speaker, and expert on all things health. Where do we start? How are you, Lorna? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Now, I know that there's no one better than you to talk to about how we should start on the right foot to tune up for the new year. Where do we start, though? We hear about thyroid tests and hormones and tests for this and that, that vitamin D is good, multivitamins are not so good anymore. How do we kind of cut through it and at a certain age in our life know what tests we need and where we should start to kind of have a better lifestyle?
I think it's a good idea in the new year. You know, if you look around all the home stores like Home Depot, they're selling things to get us organized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big push that a lot of people do in January, clean out the junk and organize their lives. I think we should go to the doctor and we should have some basic tests every year done after the age of 30.
Things okay, like, let's get our pen out, everybody, or whatever you have, your phone, write down all this stuff because these are good tests. So where do we start? Which one?
Well, first off, it's good to have a total cholesterol, but you want to have the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol as well.
Okay.
And, you know, we always want to have a lower level of bad cholesterol to good cholesterol. So it's not so much that the big number, the total cholesterol, is high. It's what's your ratio of the good to the bad, guys. And then you want to have a thyroid test. And we always have to ask for copies of our blood tests or urine tests when we go to the lab because we want to start our own home health file. And the reason why is because you want to have those tests so you can look at them, say, next year to compare where are you at. Are you getting worse? Are you getting better? Are you staying the same?
Now, Lorna, I think that's different for people because we always assume the doctor gets that and we shouldn't look at our file that we never know. It's like a big mystery. We have a right to access that then?
Oh, that's our information. And actually, in all the labs in BC, the biomedical labs, the life labs, they actually have a box on the requisition that you get from the doctor for your test that says patient wants copy.
Oh,
and
really?
Now because of the internet, you can now have a copy of your test tomorrow, probably faster than what your doctor will call you.
Wow.
And
that's important, right? Then you have some ownership of it, that you can actually see it, not just hear their interpretation of it.
Right, and you don't have to be a doctor to read them. They're very simple to read. They give you a range of normal, mm-hmm. and then they tell you your number. So the doctor will generally only call you if you're outside of that range of normal. But it's good to know, especially with things like thyroid, what your number is, because we know you'll feel the best if your thyroid number is below 2. So these are just little things that we can do to take charge of our health. You know, get those tests done. Always have a blood sugar test done as well.
Hello. I think we have lost Lorna. Are you there, Lorna? Okay, I think we have lost Lorna. We're talking about the tests we can have. We're going to take a quick break here. Are you ready to go, Emily? Okay, so we're just talking about the different tests. I think we've lost Lorna off the line. We're going to go to a break in a second here and get her back on the line. But there are so many tests that we can take, and I don't know about you, but I get very confused. You don't know how to read these things, and Lorna is a sort of person you can go to that can let you know where these levels are at once you go to your doctor. So I think that was a great tip that we should go get the information and keep it ourselves. Wow, I've never even thought of that. We're going to connect with Lorna. Be back in a minute after the break.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Hello, it's Kat for CFAX 1070. So I told you to come meet me at the Victoria Farmers Market and I'd get you some free tickets to the health show that's taking place January 26th and 27th. Well, it turns out the Winter Farmers Market is next Saturday. So visit the Winter Farmers Market next Saturday from 11 till 3 for your local veggies, breads, and cheeses. If you want to find me today and get those tickets, I'm at the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria. I'll be spending some time here since today they're offering a drop-in tour until 3 o'clock. More details on the Art Gallery the next time we talk, so start heading down here and you can score yourself a pair of tickets to the 22nd Annual Health Show. That's your CFAX Community Connection, sponsored by Saffron Window Fashions, Drapery and Blinds.
So, those are the fancy new window shades you bought, huh?
Yeah, they're the Duet Arcatella Honeycomb Shades. They're made by Hunter Douglas, and they can reduce energy loss at the window by up to 50%.
Huh. Too bad they can't reduce your hair loss.
Yeah, I love you too, Dad.
Purchase Duet Arcatella Honeycomb Shades between now and April 30th and receive a minimum $100 EnergyWise Manufacturer's Rebate from Hunter Douglas.
For details, visit Saffron Window Fashions, part of our community for over 9 years at Souk and Kelly Roads.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Assorted Coca-Cola drinks, 20 cans, just $5.99. Or assorted Peak Freens or Dad's Cookies, 350 grams, more rewards price, only $2. And don't miss the More Points event. Spend $200 and get 5,000 more rewards points. Redeem your points today at morerewards.ca. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Could be driving into the new year in an all-new 2013 Lexus ES350, well-equipped from $41,495, including freight and PDI. That's right, the moment has never been better than right now. Or you can lease or finance your new ES350 for 3.8% for up to 48 months. Pursue the moment of perfection, a 2013 Lexus ES350 or the ES300 Hybrid, available now at Metro Lexus Victoria.
Who could ask for anything more? Metro Lexus Victoria.
Douglas, across from Mayfair. there.
What does it take to operate a farm? Commitment to a lifestyle, hard work, practical knowledge of the basics? The friendly folks at Integrity Sales get it. So you can count on Integrity Sales to have what you need when you need it. No call center, just good old-fashioned personal service and trusted expertise. Whatever you need for your farm, from new turkeys and chicks to large animal feed and equipment to ease the chores, expect the best at Integrity Sales. 2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
Back. And we have lost Lorna. Lorna, phone us. I think her cell phone died. You know how that is sometimes. Those darn chargers, they never work long enough, do they, TJ?
And they're never around when you need them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, TJ is going to fill in with me because he's, you know, he's got a sports show on Fridays with Terry Spence, right?
Terry Spence. Yeah, we had a pretty good show this week, actually. We talked to Farhan Lalji, who's the Vancouver beat reporter for the TSN. We chatted a little bit about Canucks. Hockey's back. Everyone seems to be pretty excited.
What's going to happen with Lou?
There's a lot of questions surrounding Luongo right now. The rumors are he's going to be traded. He's definitely not the starting goaltender anymore. Aww. So
it really sucks, TJ, because we bought our son about, I think, 35 Luongo jerseys. His auntie got him a really cool one. Like, so now they're not worth anything, are they?
No, well, they're going to be vintage soon.
Vintage.
Hide them in a closet for a little while.
Jeez. What do you think about all these new rules they have, like the 7 years? And I mean, some people had stupid long contracts, right? One guy was like 2023.
I think it's going to be better for the NHL as a whole because you won't see such as the Ilya Kovalchuk contract where they just add a bunch of years at minimum salary so that his average cap hit, his hit towards the team, goes down. It was a loophole in the system that which was really strange because the GMs were exploiting it up until the collective bargaining expired.
Yeah.
And now they've gotten rid of that. So I don't really know what was going. They're all like, oh, we're too much money for players, yet we're handing out $7 million contracts to all these players. It was really strange. So
yeah, and you know, when you got to feel bad for all the people in this industry, the servers, the people, the ticket takers, all the people that have kind of lost out. But in our area, people are going to go back. I mean, it's Canucks. Yeah. There's going to be no discounts on tickets.
Yeah, and I think the people most excited will be the ushers, the concession stand vendors, the retail bars. Those people were hit the hardest, and they're not the ones that are making millions plus that are going to lose a couple $100,000 this year. No, they, you know, they make our wage. They make your average salary.
And you need to turn around. Let me see your jersey. 52. Who is this? Matthews. Oh, he's
Clay Matthews.
Yeah. Amazing.
Green Bay Packers today taking on the San Francisco 49ers. I'm pretty excited.
And Seahawks tomorrow,
which we will be carrying here on CFAX 1070. 10 a.m. I think it's 10:05 is kickoff.
Wow. Can we have a better plug than that? You know, right back at it. So, TJ, you're on Fridays.
Fridays at 5 o'clock in the locker room with Terry Moore and Kyle Reynolds.
And you'll be talking about some more football coming up, too, because those Mount Doug Rams, I know you follow them and you're the announcer for them.
Yeah.
And they had a great over the New Year's. They were in San Antonio, and some of their players played, and they won against the States.
I think that really helps them. They get to go down to the States and take on some of the real football schools down there, and I think it helps them when they come back up here.
They're going to Maui in August, and those are some tough players,
nice.
Too. So
yeah, and they'll love it over there.
Oh, no kidding. Now, do we have Lorna back again?
I think so.
Hello, Lorna.
We do.
Lorna, how are you?
But all of a sudden the phone went dead and I'm talking.
You know, I have that all the time, but just because people don't listen to me. But hey, it's nice to have you back. TJ is amazing. We were just talking some sports because he is an expert on that and we like talking about that. So, but back to our health because, you know, if you are an athlete or anything else, we all need to do these tests and get back on board. So you're going through cholesterol, thyroid, and blood. So what else are we going to do for our testing?
Well, blood sugar and insulin is an important one because we now know that if you have dysregulated blood sugar and insulin, that you age faster. So it's going to be one of the big pushes that we see because we have 50% of the population that is over the age of 50. We have a huge number of aging people in Canada today, and those people are all looking at ways of feeling better and living longer and having their memories. And
Lorna, don't tell us that because we think we're 30 still until we look in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's true. And we do truly want to feel better.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at one of the Health Canada statistics that by the time we're 65, most people are taking three medications on a regular basis. And that's the average. Some people are taking a lot more. And we don't have to, because the health food store is full of great nutrients that we can use to prevent most of these conditions. And, of course, the big killers are heart disease and 33% of Canadians last year, the deaths were due to cardiovascular disease.
Wow. So where do we start with that then? We're having the blood sugar would be a big part of that, wouldn't it, with
blood
blockage?
Blood sugar is a big part of it, because when we have too much sugar in our blood from eating the wrong foods, and the wrong foods are the white foods, white bread, white rice, white pasta, white potatoes, white sugar, white flour, and not getting enough vegetables, good healthy fats and protein. Those are the key factors for keeping us well. And interestingly enough, those are the key foods for keeping us thin, too. And if we get your blood sugar and insulin in balance, then you have no problems with gaining weight also.
And you don't have those cravings.
And you don't have the cravings, and you have more energy, and you just feel better. And we have to get people to start eating, which is another factor. I know that sounds crazy, but we have to get people to eat breakfast, because half of Canadians do not eat breakfast. They have coffee or tea. That's how they start their day.
So we need to start and take responsibility. We get these tests done. Are there any more to that list, or is that about the ones that you would need?
Those are the main ones that we should have done. You know, women should have pap tests done every year. I know they're trying to change those guidelines to every 2 years. Men should have a prostate exam to make sure, you know, these tests that we can have done that tell us if we're heading in the direction of cancer, we should pay attention to those.
Right.
And then, you know, I mean, it's January and everybody starts these New Year's resolutions. And the big one, the one at the top, is always weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the easiest one to achieve. If we just did a couple of simple diet changes and we started to have breakfast and we changed breakfast. Breakfast needs to be protein. An egg, a chicken breast, protein shake, protein powder in yogurt. Get rid of the cereals, the skim milk, the fruit juice. All of those things disrupt our blood sugar, especially when we start to get older. We want to make sure we really focus on protein, and we have to eat something every 3 hours, particularly dark colored veggies and protein, and, you know, lots and lots of green stuff. And if we eat that diet, we stay energetic, and we also keep our blood sugar and insulin balanced.
Because energy is an important thing too, right? We want to feel like we have the mojo to carry on. And an important part of that, too, would be our sleeping patterns. To get enough sleep is a really important thing to keep that all going, isn't it?
It is. And 72% of Canadians have one type of insomnia or the other. So the kind of insomnia where you fall asleep fine, but you wake up several hours later wide awake and can't fall back to sleep till 3 or 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very common in women, particularly women that are postmenopausal. They have this nighttime waking where they can't fall back to sleep. And that completely disrupts your circadian rhythms. You gain weight. You get high blood pressure. People who don't sleep at night have higher rates of high blood pressure, and they also have higher rates of Alzheimer's disease. So sleeping is a really big part of it, and if you're not sleeping, that's where you need to go into the health food store, because we have fantastic things in the health food store to get people to sleep and to regenerate them.
Okay, when we come back after the break, Lorna, I want to talk about supplements, which ones we need, you know, which ones will help us as we age. Back in a minute.
And welcome back. While the rest of the country is shoveling snow, people in Victoria are shopping. Caller 1, where do you go to escape the winter blahs?
Hillside Center's Winter Sidewalk Sale, of course. It's 10 days of cool winter deals on now through January 20th.
Hello? Okay, well, people really are dropping everything to check out the cool winter deals and amazing sales. Hillside Center's Winter Sidewalk Sale. We're building you a better hillside.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a 3-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today.
today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
Honey, I'm home.
Hello.
Is the chandelier hooked up?
Yep. Well, not me. Someone else did it.
Who?
Remember Dave?
Yes.
Well, he knows a guy who has a friend whose cousin went to school with the brother of a nephew whose uncle knows some guy. But he was busy, so George did it.
Well, does it work?
It's hooked up. It hangs nice.
But does it work?
All right, I'll call Hool Electric.
You've seen their trucks all over town. Now have a licensed professional from Hool Electric come over to your house to get the job done right the first time. Houle.ca.
It's the New Year sale at the Vitamin Shop, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. Make 2013 your healthiest year ever with high-quality nutritional supplements for every member of the family. Featuring Natural Factors, Quest, Sisu, Genuine Health, Preferred Nutrition, Renew Life, and many others. Ask about the Vitamin Shop's free delivery service. Phone 386-1212. For healthy solutions, it's the Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street and CanadianVitaminShop.com.
We are back with Lorna Vanderhaeghe, and we're talking about our health. And Lorna, you know, you're involved in the supplement world, and there's so many different supplements out there for so many different things. I imagine there's some that you have to be careful which interactions you have with them. What are the important ones that can really help us? I know you've talked to me before about the iron levels and the liquid iron and things to get you going. Which ones do you really need to help you feel better? Mm-hmm.
When we look at multivitamins with minerals, and you know, there was one study done that showed that there was no improvement if people took multivitamins with minerals, but we have to understand what a multivitamin with mineral is. You should be eating 7 to 10 half-cup servings of vegetables a day. Then you'd be getting almost all of your basic vitamins and minerals, but we're not doing that. So most people become deficient, and then over time, they develop these deficiency diseases that we call aging diseases. And really, what they are caused by is the fact that people aren't getting enough vitamins and minerals. So vitamins and minerals are important. They're important for kids. They're important for the elderly. You don't need to go overboard, but a good quality multivitamin with minerals is important. And then fatty acids, omega-3s in particular. And omega-3s, we think about fish oil, but you can also get them from calamari oil, which is a great source because it's environmentally friendly. And for those of us who live on the West Coast, all you have to do is fly up the West Coast of BC and see all the fish farms, and you start thinking, do I really want to be consuming fish oils? Whereas the calamari oils are fantastic because they're sustainable, they're environmentally friendly, and they give you EPA and lots of DHA. So multivitamins, an omega-3 supplement, those would be the foundation for your health. And then if you have some other condition, there are other things that we can add to it, whether you have arthritis or diabetes. And then, of course, Health Canada has some great approved supplements for weight loss.
Wow, that's great. Those are a good start right there that, you know, it's not too complicated. We can start with that and see how we feel. We probably notice some improvements right away in our energy. You're talking about sleeping as well. What do you suggest? I know you've talked about melatonin before, the slow release. Is that the number one product?
Right. Well, melatonin, actually, they don't have slow-release melatonin, but they have sublingual melatonin that you would put under your tongue that dissolves directly into your mucous membranes. That's the kind that we give to kids and to people who aren't swallowing pills very well. And then we have melatonin along with sleep herbs. So either one of those is great, and melatonin is safe for children. The reason why we can sell it in Canada today is because Children's Hospital in Vancouver did the bulk of the research for kids with very severe sleep disorders. And, you know, right time at this time of year, a lot of people get seasonal affective disorder, which is a type of depression that's caused by not enough sunshine.
Yeah.
And we've had some really dark days over the last month. So if people's moods are low, taking melatonin at nighttime can reset their clock and give them that improvement in their sleep-wake cycles and give them more light.
Oh, that's a good tip. And now, is it habit-forming, though?
No, that's the great thing. If you take melatonin every single day of your life, your body will still make melatonin. Your brain secretes melatonin when the lights go out. So when it gets pitch black in your bedroom, it'll keep doing that even if you take melatonin. And so you can't get addicted to melatonin. It's completely safe, and you get this nice, restful sleep. And that's just one of many different sleep aids. We have 5-HTP. We have theanine. There's so many things that we can take for sleep that nobody should be up at night wandering the house, you know, going crazy.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling. And how much do they need of that?
Well, we usually say between 3 and 9 milligrams. You wouldn't, as an adult, you wouldn't want to go over 9 milligrams. In the kids' studies, they were giving them 20 and 30 milligrams because kids actually need more melatonin than the elderly do.
Now, another huge thing we have is stress, anxiety, all these things that come out of it. Is there something that can help with that?
Yeah, well, one of the simplest things we can do for stress is if you hate your job, find a new job. That's probably a good one.
Yeah.
Deep breathing exercises. And on my website at hormonehelp.com, so that's www.hormonehelp.com, we have a stress test on the front page that people can take and go find out how stressed they really are. But deep breathing exercises, in through your nose, out through your mouth, that helps to de-stress you dramatically. And you can do that in your car, and you can do it at home. And then we have a whole bunch of herbs that are designed for your adrenal glands. And the adrenals, these two little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, they are what help you deal with stress. So if you're under lots of stress, you want to take adrenal support nutrients, things like rhodiola, suma, schisandra. Those things will help to calm your adrenals and help you deal with stress better.
Because there's lots of natural things we can take instead of getting on all these pills that a doctor would order for you that are not good for you.
Right. I mean, when we look at the fact that we have a huge number of women today on antidepressants, not to treat depression, but to treat the symptoms of menopause, those women really would be better treated by natural remedies, things that can help to get the body back into balance and give them some harmony, instead of taking a drug that may cause weight gain and other more serious side effects, you know, lack of libido and the whole host of things that go along with antidepressants. We literally should not be using drugs other than antibiotics and things that we need for heart medications as our first line of defense. We should be going into the health food store and looking at, is there something there that has great clinical research, because it should be scientifically studied, that's going to solve this problem for me quickly without side effects.
And then I guess yoga, meditation, some of these things to give balance our life are probably, and walking are good things to add in.
Oh, walking is the best thing you can do for overall health. And if you do not have time to walk, and of course we all do, but most of us are too busy to take the time to go and do a half-hour walk after dinner, buy yourself a little rebounder. You can buy them on the Home Shopping Channel. You can get them at Sears, fitness stores. And a little rebounder, it's a small trampoline, sits about 4 inches off the floor. You don't bounce off it, but you bounce on it. 10 minutes of rebounding is equivalent to 30 minutes of brisk walking. And this is something you can do in your living room while you're watching the news or your favorite TV show.
Beautiful. I like that. That's great. And of course, I think a huge thing is laughter.
It is. You know, that's why I tell people, get call display so that you don't talk to those people that make you unhappy. And, you know, Norman Cousins, who actually beat his disease, he had a very serious autoimmune disease, and he literally put himself, he was in the hospital, he had them bring in a TV and a VCR, and he watched funny movies for, this is a true story, and he altered his body chemistry by staying upbeat and happy, and he literally altered the course of his disease, along with using some nutrients as well, but he avoided the whole drug treatment for a very serious autoimmune disease simply by laughter, being positive, focusing his energy on the positive side of things.
Well, that's what we try and do here, Lorna. It's always great having you on. You can find Lorna on the website, Hormone Help. Wonderful to have you on. Happy New Year to you. TJ, thank you as always, and Emily. We loved bringing the show to you every week. It's always fun. We hope that we'll have lots of great shows ahead in 2013. If you ever want to get a hold of me, it's lifestylewithpattymack.com. Ideas, suggestions, input, I always like hearing about it. So make sure you check that out, please. And until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.